89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins. Russ is the CEO and Executive Director of the Michigan Theater and our guest each Thursday for Cinema Chat on WEMU. Welcome back. Good to see you always.
Yes, good to see you. And the Toronto Film Festival wrapped up last weekend.
Big winners?
Yeah, La La Land, which is a musical directed by Damien Chazelle. It's about Los Angeles, and it stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. This was a much-anticipated film, and it won the Audience Award. Now, some of the other films that have won Audience Awards include Slumdog Millionaire, 12 Years a Slave, The King's Speech, American Beauty, Chariots of Fire.
But you know how I feel about musicals. If ever they sent me to Guantanamo Bay, they would torture me with a musical version of Star Wars.
There you go. But anyway, so La La Land is was the big winner. Runners-up included Lion and The Queen of Katwe, which are two inspirational dramas that also generated a great deal of buzz during the festival. The Midnight Madness Audience Award went to Free Fire, which is directed by Ben Wheatley. There's a documentary on writer James Baldwin, based on an unfinished work of his, and it won the People's Choice Award for documentary, and it's I'm Not Your Negro. So anyway, lots of really interesting. There was a biopic on Jackie Kennedy called Jackie, and it
who plays her this time around?
Natalie Portman. And
interesting.
Fox Searchlight picked it up, and they're looking to maybe push that for her performance for some major Oscar love. So we'll see what happens. La La Land might be a return to musicals winning Oscars. So who knows?
All righty then.
But that's the reports out of Toronto. And, they had over 300 feature-length films that they show. Sundance shows 120. It's a huge, huge festival, maybe the biggest in the world in terms of major international festivals. Now, coming up this Saturday across North America is Art House Theater Day, which was organized to a great degree right here from the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor.
With the Art House Convergence,
right? The Art House Convergence, absolutely. So there's 200 theaters that are involved in this Art House Theater Day, which celebrates independent cinema operations in communities throughout North America. There's four film programs that we're doing at the Michigan Theater. These are all four film programs that are offered by Art House Theater Day, which includes Time Bandits, which is put together substantially by some of the Monty Python people, Phantasm, two animated shorts from this group called A Town Called Panic, and they directed Ernest and Celestine. Danny Says, which is a really great documentary on Danny Fields, who was a huge music figure.
They say there might not be punk rock without him.
Yeah, it's true. And so whether it's Iggy Pop or the Ramones or
right.
whatever, Danny, and he did a lot of other rock and roll stuff as well. So anyway, some good programs. Those are programs basically all day starting Saturday afternoon at the Michigan Theater. But you're going to be joining audiences throughout the country that are celebrating their local art house. I'm proud to tell you that the Annex Theater, the Annex Cinema.
A third theater in the Michigan Theater.
That's right. And we opened it up right after the State Theater closed. So the State Theater's closed for the next few months. We'll open next summer in a renovated condition. But while it's closed, we've got the Annex Cinema that's going to substitute for one of those two screens. So we should be able to do this substantially.
What's the initial reaction been? People enjoying the opportunity to be at the Michigan Theater and have another option?
They are. They're actually quite surprised at how charming it is. It has 64 seats. The screening room has 200, and the Michigan Theater has 1,700.
Well, if you ever want to change careers, real estate might be your thing. It's charming.
It's charming. Well, I mean, it's been interesting because people are really surprised. You know, where is it? And then we show them because it's right next to the screening room in terms of the location of the entrance of it. And anyway, people like it. So go check it out. And if you're confused by the number of choices that you have at the Michigan Theater these days, it's because we have that that other theater.
Beatles fever continuing?
And one of the choices that you have is, 8 days a week, which is about the Beatles between 1963 and 1966 when they were doing, when their career career had really broken. You know, starting in the late 50s, they played around England and Germany, and they were really learning their chops and getting them getting their personality, their musical personality together, and learning the business and learning about music. And in 63, they just broke in a big way in the UK and in the United States and then all over the world.
And for a couple of years, they actually toured the music.
Yeah, so for 4 years, they toured quite extensively throughout the world, but most notably in the United States and in the UK. Ron Howard has put a documentary together about that period. Now, he also shows the Abbey Road performance, the last thing they did together on the roof. But it's really about that 1963 to 1966 time period with interviews that they did, people who worked with them at that time, concert footage and musical footage.
And that was part of the marketing thing. They were funny, they were witty, they were charming.
Absolutely. And there's a musical analysis of what they do. And they really were uniquely brilliant and captured the zeitgeist, and then also just had this wonderful staying power, whether it's with audiences or with critics. And it's a remarkable period, a remarkable set of people, and a remarkable ensemble. 8 days a week, the Beatles, you cannot miss it.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Michigan Theater CEO Russ Collins, and some new movie options this weekend.
Yeah, so John Krasinski, who's probably best known for The Office, but he's directed a couple of films, has directed another film, and he's also starring in it. It's called The Hollers, and it's about this kind of youngish, getting towards middle-aged man who is from a small-town America. He left that behind. He's an artist, and he goes back because his mom is ill. And his mom is played by U of M grad Emily, an Emmy Award-winning performer, Margot Martindale. And that's one of those – she's one of those character actresses that – you probably don't know by name, but when you see her,
you know exactly who that is.
I've seen her on television, lots of movies. So anyway, the family name is Holler, and it's called The Hollers, and it's this family drama about the child who was out of town, very focused on his career, comes back to his hometown and is swept up by the problems of family and a former high school rival and an overeager ex-girlfriend. So, and all of this is around his impending fatherhood with his girlfriend, played by Anna Kendrick. So it's got a great cast, and you can go check out The Hollers starting this Saturday.
Mia Madre.
Yeah, and this is a film that's playing internationally. It's directed and co-written by Nani Moretti. And it's a skillful blend of comedy and pathos that tells the story of a harried film director who's trying to juggle all the demands of her personal life as well as her professional life and put this movie together. Again, great, great reviews at film
festivals. And John Turturro's in it, who's one of the great actors.
He plays a quirky American, hammy American actor. Yeah, he is a really great actor and a fun performance. There's a movie musical that was put together by a university professor called Andy Kirshner, and the musical is called Liberty Secret, and there's going to be a special screening of it tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the only chance you're going to get to see it, and it's about the daughter of a squeaky clean family values preacher who's helping this presidential candidate, and then she finds she's falling in love with another one of her campaign mates who happens to be female, and so it's a very internal conflict, but it's put in the context of a musical, so go check that out.
Only tonight.
That's right. And then opening at the Multiplex, The Magnificent Seven, which is a remake of the movie, which is a remake of Akira Kurosawa's
Seven. Isn't that one that should not
have
been remade?
Well, the reviews are kind of 50-50. They're not bad at all. Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Peter Sarsgaard, great cast. And it's probably worth checking out just if you're familiar with that Western genre. And then an animated film called Storks that has gotten kind of 50-50 reviews. Kelsey Grammer, Andy Samberg, do the voices.
A lot of options, and we hope you'll pick one and go to the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, heard each Thursday exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.